I'm done.
Greetings, Shinnel people. We are here. We are live and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to A Gentleman's Conversation.
Gentle people, we are back. I'm Jay, aka Chocolate Daddy, but not, definitely not your baby's daddy and my co-host.
This is T-Honey. The only reason I'm here is because you don't know me, aka Mr. Delight, aka Miss Kathy's baby boy, aka Good to you, Mr. Goodbar.
And last but not least, I kind of threw me there, you know. It's your big homie.
I was trying to dig for something.
Yeah, I understand, you know. But
and this chocolate is delicious, man. Right?
And you say that with intensity.
Yeah. So, let's go back to the conversation of the last podcast episode that we had. So we got some info.
Okay.
And the email reads, OMG, thank you for putting that conversation out there. To hear men saying everything that I have said to her gives me so much satisfaction. Number one, she knows about the wife. The wife has gone to her house. Number two, he has a kid with the wife.
Wait a minute. When you say the wife, he's married to two women?
No. Remember, he got a whole girlfriend. Right.
So we talking about the girlfriend knows about the wife.
Both of them know about each other because the wife has been to the girlfriend.
You said she knows about the wife. You're referring to
No. I said she knows about the wife. Right.
Okay, copy that.
She knows about the wife because the wife has been to the girlfriend's house.
Oh.
Pimp shit.
Oh, that's gangster.
Number three, the girlfriend is not working.
That's where the money on.
Number four, the wife works, but she doesn't have a lot of money. He tells her things like, I've never been here or done that, and she makes it happen. Number five, nothing happens on trips either, because I hear about that too. So he ain't knocking her off on these trips like we were, you know,
he ain't even smashing. Like,
no. Okay, all right.
Hold on. Just wait on it. Number six, no, she is not, all caps, happy. She has told me that for a fact. She is not happy, the wife. Number seven, they have been married around 16 years. Number eight, they've had issues before, but nothing that is to this extent. Number nine, you constantly want to bring him around, but can't understand why he's not accepted. Well, if all you've ever told me about him was bad,
exactly. Nobody don't want to hang with that.
What I accept from him.
Okay, I'm gonna let you finish. I'm gonna let you, because
you say you're gonna let him finish. Because if you say because, it's gonna be a thought process.
So hit asterisk. I've been told that I'm too harsh, but why should I give you what you want to hear and let me give you what you need. Yeah, that's what that said. But why should I give you what you want to hear? Let me give you what you need to hear. When I ask for your input, I always say you are sure what... Hold on. When I ask for... Oh, when you ask for the input, I always say, are you sure you want that? Because you know I'm giving you 1,000 raw.
And she's referring to the mystery.
These are the friends talking to each other.
Right.
So I'm going to call... So our writer, that's good friend, because she's a good friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm going to call the chick in trouble. We're going to call her help chick, because she needs some help. So when you hear me say the help chick, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the chick with the
problem. Okay, well, that's just nice.
I ain't going to call her dumb, bitch.
I'm not going to call her dumb, but, yeah, but my... My thing is
this. I just need to have the identifiers.
Okay, I get that. And I understand and I accept that too. I really do. My thing is.
Call her Clarice.
If you on fire and you know you burning and I know you burning, and but yet you insist on staying ablaze, I really just don't know what I could do.
But we didn't start the fire.
No, what I'm saying is...
It was always burning.
What I'm saying is... What I'm saying is, she... And I don't use these terms lightly. See, foolishness is accepting things you don't like, hoping that they change for something better.
That sounds like insanity.
Well, yeah, foolishness can be insane. But... I'm grappling here. I'm. So she is still involved with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And her.
She's still married to him.
And her.
And her.
Yeah, and her.
Because you know her.
You know. And you know that he's going to go back over there to her. They're going to be doing their things.
I'm telling you, I guarantee you this. I guarantee you, help chick. Her pH balance has been off on several occasions. And baby, if you're getting bacterial infections, and you know you ain't smelling right, that's why he's smashing. So that's a violation right there. You already know.
But they ain't doing nothing.
And yeah, she hasn't had sex with him.
Did she say how long? How long was it?
Since they've had sex.
Yeah.
I always been, the previous one said that they ain't had sex in a while.
Well, here's
so
my thing.
That's over right there. Here's, so they not even.
Here's my thing.
They're not even.
All she needs to do is smash somebody else and all that shit right there be over.
No, man, that's not going to fix anything.
Oh, yeah, it'll fix it.
No. Because all that does is perpetuate the monster that's already existing. That doesn't fix anything. What's going to fix it is she's got a dip. She needs to leave. But we can say that, but there's some economics at play here.
Well, look at it, though.
What economics?
He ain't got nothing.
No. I'm talking about her.
But how easy? That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying, it's not just easy for everybody to just say, okay, you know what? This ain't working out. 16 years. You ain't having sex, whatever. I'm out. That means she has to take everything she has and leave. Now, if her name is on the house or what have you, that's right. Not always right. Easy to do.
Right. But right. She ain't got to leave. She just got to stop. Yeah. I'm going to use that word.
What do you mean?
Messing with him.
Right, but she's not going to do that with him staying in the house. He needs to get out.
Listen, everybody who listens to our podcast, man, say she needs to stop fucking with him.
Period.
I know she needs to stop
fucking
with
him. But let's look at the dynamics.
Okay.
How easy is that to do for this sister?
You look at easy and hard as being the understanding that her vested time in this situation will allow her to continuously accept the assault on her psyche, on her well-being by staying with this contagious-ass individual who means her no good.
Right.
And I'm trying to understand, okay... What investment is more important than the investment of your sanity the happiness of your individuality and the constant joy you can bring you by removing yourself from sorrow.
In short, peace. Peace of mind.
Peace,
baby. Peace. See, man. See, y'all. No.
What?
No.
She get her.
Ain't always
she get
a solution.
Her. Listen. That's, no. It's care. Not the solution, but it's surely a buffer to.
Okay.
To
okay. Get I like that. I like that.
It's
not
surely
a solution, but it's a
good buffer.
It's a grand buffer to your way to your solution.
Did he just say grand buffer?
Grand. It's a grand buffer. Let somebody lay it down right.
Let somebody. Watch your perspective change on this.
Spanish. Grand. Grande.
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 Yes.
Grimoso.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
She's saving herself for a hopeless situation that will never occur.
And I don't think that's it. I think she's actually... Now, good friend.
Mm-hmm. Good friend.
Good friend has basically put her up against the wall, loaded that mental gun, and just
put
holes in it.
Because, like she said,
right.
We've said the same thing that she's been saying for years.
And so, what I want to know is, and because you brothers do this to me, y'all done this on several occasions. Y'all like, okay, Tihoni, look, bro, you know you fucked up, right?
Hmm.
Okay, so, now, here's some options. Here's what you can do to fix this. Or not necessarily fix it, but here's what you can do to help yourself remove yourself from whatever the situation is and do better.
We give you buffers.
Right. So what? No, we're not talking about dick again, man.
Buffers.
Copy that. Don't roll your eyes, man. Just put me on the same page. I ain't trying to write your book.
Go ahead, man.
So I'm wondering if good friend has given her those option of okay, look. You need to leave this cat. First thing you need to do is save X amount of money, or you can come stay with me for X amount of months till blah, 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 whatever. I wonder if she has those options to leave,
but
remove herself from that scenario.
See, this is the thing. Why she want to leave her house unless she puts it up for sale? Because he ain't been there.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. What's the scenario that would make that possible for her?
He went to go live with the signs.
Okay, that's it. I'm changing the locks. That's ball game. I'm changing
but
the locks.
You are allowing him to come back in. You ain't asked for your key back.
And here's another thing. And the mortgage is still getting paid.
And the mortgage is still getting paid. And then we get into legal aspects of, okay, so if I don't let you in, is that abandonment? Is that abandonment? Or if I give you a divorce, how does that work?
I'm finna tell you.
Because I was in that situation. And I changed
it. Now it's 2021. So what?
No, abandonment is you filing a report that this individual is missing or has left. Because when I was in the same scenario, when Chick came back,
right,
locks was changed, didn't work. She called the cops. He won't let me in my house. Well, ma'am, he has established that you no longer live here, that you are gone.
Amen.
And I cannot make him let you in.
See,
what I can do is y'all can go to court and work
that's
this out.
That's a civil suit.
That's what I'm talking
but
about.
But I can't make him let you in this house anymore.
And that's why I'm saying referring to the good friend.
Because
that,
I got
giving her those types of options, saying this is what you need to do. This is how you need to play. Because as you all have told me many a times, bruh, T, this ain't checkers, bruh. It's chess.
It's chess. Every move count. And
every
if you can't
count.
See the end of the game and be victorious, you've already lost.
Yeah, you need to go play checkers.
You already lost. Yeah, that's what you need,
man. That's just a bunch of jumping around, Doc.
Well, see, the thing about checkers is this. You have to get all the way across the board to be a king. But in chess, you start out as one. I'm going to use a word.
Give us the word of the day.
Who needs validation?
So you're going to give us a phrase of the day.
Who needs validation?
I hate you.
I mean, because apparently, we all have surmised that this is toxic. A friend is told it's toxic.
So in this scenario, you're saying who needs validation, right?
She does.
Okay.
Or should I say help? Helper has brought out all of these scenarios of how distressed, and that's what I'm gonna call her,
distressed. Okay, we'll call her distressed. I like that.
Distressed.
Miss Distressed.
Miss Distressed.
Miss like Distressed. That. Distressed is in a constant state.
She's in a cycle, Doc.
And homeboy, I'm not finna hate on him.
He doing his thing?
He got a wife that's supplying him with vacations and a side chick that's giving him coochie. Shit.
But hold on. Damn. Hold on.
Shit.
Speaking of the coochie done had a seed. The side coochie had a seed, right? He's got a baby by the chick? Isn't that what you said in your
No, he got a baby by the wife.
He got a baby.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
The wife has...
Child support and standard of living.
The dynamics completely.
Child support and standard of living.
Oh yeah, she's
got him.
Now I'm concerned about her mental health. Now, this is a completely different conversation.
Yeah. How old is the child?
We don't know that.
Okay, young, grown.
So they've been married
16 years.
16 years, but who's to say that they weren't together before?
Yes,
they had the child.
Yes, and all of this.
So the child may be grown.
That's what I don't know. Or
in the teens.
In the teens or
preteen
just happened just so she could get him back,
right?
Thinking that he gonna act right if he got a child.
Now that's you don't do that. You don't do that. Huh. It seems that this sister got with this brother based off, and I'm just speculating here. You can't marry potential.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Hell no.
You can't do that. And I think, and of course we know. Oh, he wants to be a doctor. I get that. But you have to marry move makers. If he's making a move.
If he's making moves, absolutely.
And then vice versa. We got to do the same thing to women. You can't marry a potentially, you know, executive type sister.
Right. If she ain't in school.
If she ain't already
talk about graduated it all day long. From school.
But I have to interject. I do. I mean, are we to the point to where we need resumes when we meet individuals? Are we to the point to where we need a proper understanding of compatibility? Are we to the point to where we need the assurances that if I'm traveling and you traveling and we're going in the same direction, we could build something, but if we're not, then there is no need for us to journey together? Are we to the point to where we're still wasting time on hopelessness instead of investing time into the reality of an existence that can be meaningful if we do the work to make it so?
Well, see, you just hit. I got a question though. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll do that. Because I like when you have questions.
My question is posed that has that never been the thing? Has that never been a thing? Because I've knocked off chicks.
So nasty.
With no expectation. But if I have an expectation of you being something further down the line, your resume was already on the table.
Meaningful.
Right.
See, men do something that women don't quite understand.
Okay.
Chess.
We see the ass shakers, the nakedness, and these are not what we're going to make wives out of.
But that's a gentleman.
We're not going to make wives out of them.
But players have that understanding as well.
But see, a player goes into the game with an understanding.
That you ain't about to be no wife. I'm just about to get what I can and I'm bouncing.
And then to be played is to understand Let's you didn't go. Have your game
Let's go.
Up to par.
Let's go.
See, because if a player meets a player, or as they say out there, game recognizes game.
Yeah.
See, then what do we do to determine something better than this? Mm. Or do we decide that we're at a term in chess? This is a stalemate.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't win, you didn't win. So we're going to go on and go our own separate ways because we ain't going to deal with this. We're going to run into other folks. See, there is a term that I've heard a lot in my life. Opposites attract.
That's the thing. They do attract. They attract. But I need somebody of a like mind. I don't need an opposite because I'm attracted to you because that's something that I'm not privy to or on a regular basis see. That's opposite.
And see, that's the freak of nature.
But see, my thing about opposite, though, when you analyze it and you put it into perspective, mm-hmm. and you say that my helpmate, the one that I choose to entangle myself with, is an individual that has the same kind of savvy as I do, the same kind of drive as I have, same kind of wants and accomplishments with their individuality that they're willing to share with my individuality because I'm willing to share too.
Okay.
See, and we have worked out the minutiae of our situation so that we can move forward. We building. See, and what most folks don't do is they allow themselves to become trapped in a moment that they keep on a reel to reel going around and around and around, and then start picking out shit that they don't like, mm-hmm. but they don't want to get off the fucking ride.
Listen.
And so help her is not 16 years, right?
16 years.
So my question would be, at what point did the, because, you know, and this is just my opinion, I feel like we have the red flags that we can tolerate. And then there's the red flags that like stop traffic. You know, it's demolition time, it's destruction, it's whole nine. Watch this. And you ignore those.
I'm about to blow your mind. A yield sign is red too. Or is it yellow?
It's yellow.
Is it?
Yeah, yield sign is yellow. Yeah, yield sign is yellow.
You sure?
A yield sign is yellow.
There are red yield signs.
Are there red yield signs? See, yeah. I'm not a construction specialist, so I'm just going off of what I know.
There is red what I've in seen. Yield. Because what a yield does is this. A yield slowly puts down. You in a state to where the potential to stop may occur.
Okay, so.
See, it all depends on who has the right of
okay,
way.
So, with her, because my thing. Okay, Jay just showed us a red yield sign. So it is understood there are red yield signs. So a yield sign is red as well. So she's had to have some yields, which basically says, let's pause, hold up, and think about this for a minute. And let's say that happened at year 10. Let's say that happened at year 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Hold on. Year 10.
In the marriage.
Going in
the marriage. Yes. Yes, in the marriage.
Okay.
Year 10.
Okay.
She had some yields. And so she chose, like, you know what? We can work through this. We'll be okay. You know, I love my marriage. I love him. We're going to work through this. And then as things begin to progress and it gets more difficult, the major red flags, because the thing is that a really good woman will stick through it and work it out. But the key term is work it out. A smart woman pays attention to the cycle, to the repetitiveness. Hold on, yes. Let me finish. Pays attention to the repetitiveness and says, you know what, I'm out. Because this shit ain't gonna stop. Now, a codependent.
Okay.
Sister with some self-esteem issues, some self-confident issues.
She's gonna continue that cycle.
She tolerates and continues to allow the beatdown to happen and not pull up. And the same thing goes for brothers as well.
But here's the thing, though.
But in this scenario, go ahead.
In my mind, mm-hmm. what you just said, you started out and you said, we can work through this. Denoting that both of us
are working through it at the
same time. Working through this.
Yeah,
now, apparently,
I'm talking about him.
Homeboy ain't working through shit.
Exactly.
He's good in his shit.
But what, going back to what you said before, though, what she's done is made this cat comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
She's perpetuated the beast. She's catered to the chaos. And so now, good friend, and bless her heart, because I hope you're sleeping at night.
Pause. Watch this, though. Continue. Right? I have gotten to the place where I just change the subject or avoid the conversation. Please understand, it's not just me. There are others. She tends to tell whoever listens. I'm a person you call when you need a reality check or need to hear the real. It's too much for me. Sometimes I carry a lot of burdens, but this load is really wearing me down.
Big homie.
Help.
Yeah, yeah.
Is extended to those who are in need of it. Comfort is given to those who need comforting. Distressed does not want to be helped or comforted. Mm-hmm. She just wants an ear so she can vent out frustrations, which will allow her to continue in her distressful manner.
See, that's a mental health issue.
Okay. I get that. It is mental, and she definitely needs some help. The question is this. If you want to be helped, you can get some. But if you choose not to accept help, mm-hmm. then what you have done is you have fixed it so that what you use other people for is to stay into your foolishness. And that's where I believe she is. I believe that she, as you put it, a codependent in the fact that she is so comfortable with her misery that she does not know how not to be in this situation.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna have to give you the statement that they do in spoken word. Mm-hmm. Rewind. Mm-hmm. Say that again. Started comfortable. She's comfortable in what?
She is so comfortable in her distress that she doesn't know how not to be.
Jay, please send that. Send that to her. Send that repeatedly.
Because everybody, because she, in this statement, she said, there are others
who listen.
And I change the subject because I have been worn down with giving solutions to a problem that she does not want to fix, chooses to want to fix, or put forth any effort to change. I have been worn down, and I cannot. I love her. I want the best for her, but I cannot continue to allow myself to be burdened or distressed by her situation because she is comfortable.
And that's the hardest thing as a friend, especially when you're, and I don't know how long they've been friends. And, you know, usually there's a level of understanding when a sister has been stigmatized. Mm-hmm. And she's not, they're not consummating. They're not having
there
sex.
There is no coitus.
So there's no, exactly. So there's nothing going on. So you can't even give it to that. So when you have friends who continue to take your load, and I say this to good friend, and I also say this to help her.
Distress.
You are going to lose your friend if you don't begin to make some changes or give her an inclination that you're trying to remove yourself from the scenario, because the burden of your burden
is going to make her fall through the floor. It's going to get too heavy. And she's not going to want to deal with you.
That's why I change the subject. I value our friendship. And now, so I do not continue to listen to her.
But then,
and her problem, I change the subject. And what she does is she finds another willing ear to listen to this shit so she could dump on them and then, about the continuation of her nonsense.
And that's going to, what's going to happen is everybody's going to stop answering phone calls.
Everybody. But you do have those people who are soundboards and they give the information or what you want to hear.
Girl, just hang in there. He'll change.
He'll change. Y'all still together.
Help her. Don't be dumb.
Y'all be everywhere. Distressed.
Yeah, distressed. Excuse me. Distressed.
Y'all be all over. You know. Y'all be going on trips and stuff. He coming around.
Here's the thing. And I say this to women. If you have no love for yourself, you can give no love to others. If you are empty by the emptiness of your situation, then you will not have nothing in you to fulfill you to give love to. You are a miserable person holding on to misery. And y'all, friends, the helper, and everybody else, their only objective and function in this distressed life is to assure her that she can remain distressed and hold on to the foolishness that she has accepted. I mean, because it comes a point, you know, look, V, and I use you as an example. If I come to you and I say, look here, man, that heifer ain't no fucking good.
Okay.
She is using you, man. Fuck you, man. I love her, dude. Mm. I don't need you to be talking about her like that. Wow. You understand? I don't need you to be going off about her like that. You know, I don't appreciate you saying that kind of shit about her.
I'm going to change the subject.
See? See? But here is the thing, though.
Because I've given you all the information that you need.
But you watch. He will get mad at me.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about how bad she is. And he knows it.
But we got to understand something, though. The camaraderie between men and the camaraderie between women, the dynamics are different.
They're not always.
Yeah, but they've been socially networking longer than we have.
Right, but the majority, because brothers will cut you off and be like, I can't even fool with that nigga. I mean, I love him, but he dealing with his wack sister and blah, 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 blah. I'm done. Every time he come through, he want to bring her, or he come through and then he got to leave, you know, or it was drama. Whereas sisters will ride through that. And now you got some, they got that cutoff syndrome real quick. Because I know some sisters like that. But they were raised by a whole bunch of brothers. Mm-hmm. And they had a whole bunch of uncles. Or their daddy was hard.
Now, see, then we going into some dynamics. Because I don't know her. I don't know if she has any brothers. Don't know if she has any sisters. Right.
But I say this to her. I say this to Miss Distressed. You are financially stressed to some degree. Because when you begin.
You're giving out.
Because you're giving out. And now, in a relationship, whether it be marriage or whether it be boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case might be, if I'm giving out loot, I'm taking you on trips, I'm buying you the things you like. And a lot of times, women don't even want quid pro quo. They don't want tit for tat. They just want acknowledgement. They want to know. Yes, they want to know that, okay, I'm enough and they good. If she buys you a $200 pair of shoes, she don't need you to buy her a $200 pair of shoes. But, and this is just, I'm just saying this, she wants you to give her $200 worth of time.
But see, that's the whole thing.
And so what has happened is she has given out so much financially and she's got nothing in return. So when it starts taxing your mind.
Not even some penis.
Not even some penis. Yes, Jay. But when it starts taxing your mind, your time, and I'm pretty sure it's taking a toll on her physically. But when it starts messing with, you know, I'm just gonna be grown with this. When it starts fucking with your pockets, you have to real. That's a huge wake up call for me.
And she said, and good friend said that she doesn't have a lot of it.
Right.
But what she does have.
So she's sacrificing.
She paying
the minimum.
So just because the girlfriend ain't got a job. I don't know if he has a job. He has to have a job.
Does he?
Not necessarily. To maintain
it depends. Because the brother is living
between you. Girlfriend ain't got no job. Why is she going to his? How is he going to her place?
But that may be a welfare case because she may live in the projects.
Okay. Her finances.
Section 8.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't know that.
I'm pretty sure that we'll get that information at a later date too. But at this point in time, let's just say that the money that she doesn't have, she's paying for two households.
Yeah, because if she's giving him any loot at all,
he's giving it to her.
Second loot to her. Correct. And just for our listeners' sake, we started out. I said that I was going to call her. Help her, but we're actually the sister who has the issue. We're calling her Miss Distressed, and the friend is trying to help her.
That's good friend.
We're calling her good friend.
Yeah, good friend.
Yeah, good friend.
And good friend.
She's the one that rolled in.
Good friend has been through a lot, trying to mentally hold up her friend in these times.
And I applaud you.
Yeah, very much so, because most people would abandon,
dipped,
you know, that situation a long time ago. But you think about the value that people bring to your life. If I am a part of your life, because I heard this say this, if you want to see how successful a person can be, look at their friends. And their friends will tell you just how successful they can be. Well, what if your friends are successful, but you choose not to be?
Choose. That's a choice.
Yes, because see, there is definitely,
in some cases,
there is definitely a lot we unpacked concerning Distressed. Miss Distressed is going through a lot. We concern ourselves with her mental stability or instability as a reference to her accepting things that we would not. And then we look at the fact that we haven't said it, but I'm going to say it. She loves him, or she is in love with the idea of what he could be. Mm-hmm. Or as you said, she is in love with his potential.
But how much potential have you had in these last, because we cut it off. They started having problems at 10 years. That may not be the case, but this is where I'm.
We know they're into year 16.
Right. So let's just say it's been 10 years and then he started flipping the flop. So at the flip flop, at year 10, what you've been doing for these 6 years, how much potential? If you gave me 6 months to get something done, that's potential, because I'm making, as you said earlier,
moves. Copy that.
Making moves.
Well, here is the thing.
How many moves can I make in 6 years if I'm making moves?
Well, I do believe that we have left that issue. We're not in a state of what could happen between them, because they have settled into what is going on now. I don't see now changing. I don't see him all of a sudden regaining some fortitude, deciding that he wants to build with this woman because she is willing to put herself out there and make things happen in their relationship, my wife, when I got a side chick that I can go be with. We ain't discussed whether or not they bump into ugly. We ain't discussed whether or not he throwing her like she ain't nothing but a second.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We already said he could have an ED problem. Okay, but whatever the case may be.
Wow.
Whatever the case may be, if he does have a problem, she seems to be wanting to look over it, the wife, because she's still doing things. My point of the matter is this. How long do you stay a part of someone's insanity, ergo, I change the subject, and still remain their friend?
We talked about earlier, because you are who you are to me, I have a certain level of
loyalty
to you that because we are, our dynamic, our infrastructure has been set up that is super strong. So I'm uber loyal to you no matter how I feel about the shit that you're doing.
So you talking about Mr. Stress?
Mr. Stress.
So you feel like her loyalty.
Help her.
We're talking about the
friend.
Yeah, because she's changed the subject.
Good friend.
You're not finna come to me and burden me even more with what you have on.
And you're not trying to change.
You're not trying to change. Right. So, my loyalty to you, I don't want to lose you as a friend.
And you know what? This is what I want to know. I want to know, and this one is for a good friend. I want to know if she's ever said to her, you know what, look, I don't want to talk about this BS because you're not changing. But this is what I want to understand. And this is me, good friend, talking to Miss Distress.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if Miss Good Friend has ever said, have you ever thought about point blank what it's going to take to remove yourself from this situation? Lay that out for me. Let me hear that.
Yes.
Let me hear that. I wish we could get her on here and have this discussion with her, because a lot of times, because there's been so many times when I came to you all with different scenarios that have gone on with my life, and I can still hear you all clearly. T. So what you gonna do? And that's not so much as, I mean, this ain't my shit, this is yours, whatever. But that's you all gauging where my mind is. Mm-hmm. And when it comes out of my mouth and I tell you, that's when y'all reciprocate. And you say, okay, well, I understand that. But let me tell you this. Whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then I got two choices. I can chop it up, chew it, and swallow it, and digest it, or I can chop it up, chew it, and shit it out.
I was just about to say that.
And so that's where I am with good friend, because I understand her frustration, but also as a friend, as a good friend, you've got to understand where your counterpart is. And what I want to know is, does she understand where distress is in her process? Are you trying to leave? Is your self-esteem so jacked up that you feel like, because you're not getting none. And I'm trying to hold back, because I want to go in on Miss Distress. I'm trying to hold back.
I know.
But this, and forgive me, but this heifer, you're not getting no dick. You're not getting no money. And it ain't definitely, you in a pimping whole relationship right now. He pimping you.
No, but see, pimps tend to sleep with their hoes because you got it.
But maintain
a level of control.
But the thing is that a lot of pimps don't necessarily have to sleep with their hoes when they already know.
We're not calling Miss Distress a hoe. We're not saying that.
The mentality of this cat is not only is he having his cake and eating it too.
He having everybody else cake too.
Well, see, that's my whole point. My point is,
but he's causing such mental distress, and
there is nothing
physical.
Yeah.
There is nothing in Pimp Daddy's understanding that needs to change. There is no consequences for his actions.
Right.
Thank you.
Point blank. Until there are consequences.
Until there are consequences. then there will be actions taken. But as long as I can present myself to you in this manner and you continuously accept this as being part of the norm, then why should I change?
And with that being said, we'll be right back. Tina Turner phrase.
What's love got to do with it? And that's just it. You know, we get back to Mr. Stress and we get to Good Friend. And on our sidebar, we were contemplating scenarios of intent, understanding, devotion, and the reality of how we choose our friends, why we stay a part of their lives, and the journey that they take us through being in their lives. And you have to ask yourself, when you look at your friends, because Houdini said it best,
friends.
How many of us have them? Mm-hmm. Ones we can depend on.
The key point of that phrase is ones
we can depend on.
Amen.
And when you start evaluating your life and the structure of your existence, and you say, damn, you know, you are worth the investment of me saying to you, hey man, you need to change some shit up. Yo, Doc, you need to look at this differently. Hey, you know, I think you're going down a road you don't need to be on. Yo,
Mr.
What
Stress.
The fuck you gonna do?
Mr. Man, Stress.
Goddamn, Doc, we out here, you crying over this motherfucker.
Mr. Stress.
And you know she ain't about that shit. And you sitting up here all bent out of shape. But, and what comes out of your mouth is this, but I love her. So I ask the question, is it possible to give someone more love than you give yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
With that being said, watch this. Next topic. From Good Friend. Your thoughts on asking friends that aren't married about marriage issues. I have no issues with it. I am not married because I've watched family go through things and I have learned and watched and I see shit that I believe I can speak on. I just hate that people or when people tell me you aren't married so you don't know. My response is always, why the fuck you ask me then?
That's a good response.
Well, people look at marriage as being a commitment. Friendship is a commitment too.
But you know what? I feel like, to her point, I know a lot of cats that have not ever done anything mechanical. Mm-hmm. Because we all have mechanical experience. Mm-hmm. Our jobs, some of our natural process of fixing different things, friends call us or things of that nature. But they've been around their fathers, their uncles, different people that have the experience, and they've seen things, and they've logged that into their mental. So when a conversation comes across, they can contribute to that based off of their understanding. And so people who aren't married, if I say to you, look, man, I want to ask you a question, you know, from a marriage point of view. Now, if you tell me, well, look, man, I mean, ain't nobody in my family really ever been married. They've always had boyfriends and girlfriends. I'm going to pull up. But if you can tell me, well, you know what, man, my mama and daddy been married for 60 years.
And this is what I got from that.
My uncle's been married for 30 years.
Yeah.
My blah, 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 blah. You have a, what's the word I'm looking for? You have
a reference point.
That's good information. Mm-hmm. You have a reference point. Now, if you don't have a reference point, we don't need to talk. We good. But this sister has a reference point. But those individuals that say, well, you've never been married, those individuals got good, and this is just my opinion again, you received good information or maybe even a constructive criticism, you received some constructive criticism from a person that hit a bullseye. And so the best way for you to get out of it and to retract, oh, you ain't never been married.
Yeah.
Because they hit that point.
Yeah.
And see, that's just it. When you remove yourself from a situation, because all the person is asking you to do is, what would you do or how would you respond if this was you? See, and that's the thing. You say, how would you respond if this were you in this situation? And you go on and you give an answer to that. My thing is, being with a person that doesn't treat you well or mean you no good, I don't have to be married to tell you that a person doesn't mean you any good. I don't have to be in a sustained relationship to tell you that a person is not good for you when everything that comes out of your mouth is bad about how you feel dealing with the person that you are involved with. You are involved with. I don't give a damn if I never been married. All I know is every time you talk about it, it ain't good. I mean, everybody can sit back and say, well, you know, you've never been a part of this. You've never been engaged in these activities. So why should I value your input? People know how to be treated. You know when someone is treating you well. I don't have to be married to a motherfucker to know that I'm being treated wrong, involved with a person that is treating me wrong, to have someone comment on how I am being treated when I go to them in a distressful manner to suggest that, hey, I am really having a hard time dealing with the fact that my husband has a girlfriend that I know about and I am not fucking him and I still want to do for him. That's some bullshit. And that'll make me say things to you like, damn, we are friends and we're going to remain friends, but I don't want to hear about that no more.
Right.
I don't want to talk about that no more. I don't want to discuss it. And you may think I'm wrong, but I'm just telling you why. I'm going to tell you why I don't want to talk about it. You don't want to change you. If I tell you it's messed up and you know it's messed up, but you stay in it, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I mean, how am I supposed to approach this with you dealing with something that you don't have to deal with? That's why I go back to my statement. She need a buffer. She need us some side dick to give her a different reality to a situation that she might be able to say this. Damn, why do I need to be with you when this dude want to put in some work? And I'm digging him, and shit's good. Watch motherfucker change. Watch the husband switch up. Because he ain't got no consequences, he don't have to change. He does not have to do anything. We all keep harping on what Miss Distress should do. Dealing with a situation to where the guy that's in it is on top of it. We have not once said the one thing. And we guys, that he handling his business, that he got a wife that he don't have to be with a kid that he may or may not be taking care of, and got a girlfriend that he's staying with.
Now, we said that. We said he's having his cake and eating it too.
Yeah.
And more. I mean, forget more. That. He don't have a cake. He's not having his cake and eating it too. This nigga has got a whole buffet.
Yes, he got a buffet.
He's got a buffet of, he just got a smorgasbord. And that is, he's being catered to. So, but this is my thing. I have a very little respect for the G friend, the girlfriend, because she's gotta know. But what part of your brain doesn't say, okay, so if this dude is always over here,
I'm finna say something.
How can I expect him
to handle me, and what's going to be different?
I'm finna say something.
If he decides to kick with me permanently, how do I not know that he's not going to switch it up on me?
See, girlfriend, that is so true. And his girlfriend in limbo.
So she's about as ignorant as...
As wife? As distressed is?
As Miss Distress, yes.
Okay, because she's dealing with a man, dealing with a wife, dealing with her.
Dealing with a kid.
Dealing with a kid.
Amen.
And they all seem to be in this dysfunction, functioning.
That's exactly what it is. You in a dysfunction, dysfunctioning. You in a dysfunction, functioning.
Functioning in a dysfunction. You know what I'm saying? And trying to make sense. You know, no one can make sense of being on fire and telling everybody around you, don't put it out.
Don't put it out.
Hey, what are you doing with that damn water? No, no. Dude, you better not put that damn water on me. What is wrong with you?
Your flesh is burning. I can smell it.
No. And then we go into the longevity. Because I'm going to tell you something. They say that a pattern or a habit is something that you do consistently. So she is in the habit of being the person that she is. Miss Distress likes being distressed. That's why the friend says, I change the subject. And she finds ears to listen to. So, in conclusion, you can only be helped when you want to be helped. And you can only find an out when you want to get out. But you'll always stay in if you don't want out.
My conclusion is, when you feel like the ability to be sane is only in your ability to reach out and get other people's opinion, other people's advice to help you deal with your insaneness, that's a level of coexistence that you've already accustomed yourself to. You've allowed yourself to accept. You allowed yourself to be settled in. And what that continues to mess with, and then when you sitting at night crying yourself to sleep and you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you're not feeling the person you're looking at, that means that your peace of mind and your mental health is in jeopardy.
Cat Williams said this: how can I fuck with your self-esteem? It is a reflection of self. It is the esteem you have
for in your motherfucking self.
In you. I cannot. Only you have control over that.
Mm-hmm. You have control of that.
I can't increase your self-esteem or take away from it.
And I don't know if he, and we said this before, we don't know if he has a job or what have you. And
I know is dude pimping hard and he got two women and he doing what he want to do.
And so I'm sitting here thinking, I was like, what is the stay factor? Because you're not having sex. He's not contributing financially. He's not contributing emotionally. He's not contributing mentally. He's not giving you any understanding that you're enough.
He keeps taking.
What is the, yes. He's a leech. Well, he's a taker.
Well, hey.
He's a taker. So what is the stay factor? And if everything that we've said makes sense, it'd be different if he was talking completely off kilter. So you are, and this is to Miss Distress, your mental health is literally at stake right now, if it's not already being affected.
Yes, I agree to that. We are not in a position of saying that we are judging you, because you can feel like opposition is judgment. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing is observing your situation.
Observing the situation.
And putting ourselves into it and reflecting on how we would respond to it if it was us, and we look at it with the intent of not wanting to be distressed, because every human being wants to be loved and deserves to be loved. Every human being. But the one key factor in love that I've always understood is this. It is virtually impossible to love somebody if that body isn't you first. Because what loving you does is express how you wish to be loved. And that expression of how you wish to be loved is the respect that you have for yourself as an individual and the presentation of self to someone else that chooses to show you the respect of that love that you have for you.
Sheesh. Sheesh.
And see, these things, man, you know, when we out there in this real world and seeing these real people do these real things in their lives, and we interject and the intersections of our existence come across such topics, and we as men, gentlemen, profoundly discuss the righteousness of self-understanding and awareness. And we project this, you know, the hardest thing to be is you. And once you've learned how to be you, the most rewarding thing is to have others respect you for being you. And this is something we all strive for. This is the mental thing that we do as people, you know. The camaraderie of guys, men, hanging as we are doing now, and the construct of our discussion as we involve ourselves in someone else's situation and try to present a clarity of thought in this situation, we find ourselves being both judge and jury, executioner and pardon.
We ain't trying to execute nobody.
I know we ain't trying to, but when you assault a person's individuality, they may feel like they're being executed.
Man, on the chopping block.
Persecuted.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. What we hope to do is enlighten others to a possibility. Because if you can't conceive love, believe love, you'll never achieve love.
Sheesh.
Shit. We are in three places.
Hey, listen. Hold on.
Three different places.
We got to end on that. We'll be right back.
No, we won't.
And this is...
Man, we have got to find another
Drink and Be Merry.
Good grief.
This is the part of the podcast where we call this segment Drink and Be Merry. Once more, hold on. We appreciate you all for coming out and listening to us. We are actually sipping on one of our old-time favorites, Rolling Rock. Get that at your local gas station.
If you dare.
And Knob Creek.
Yes.
Number 9.
Yes.
Kentucky Creek. Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Straight bourbon. We are enjoying ourselves, and we have had an existential conversation about existence, and we have concluded several things. We as a people, the humanness of our humanity, to strive for love, respect, and honor, and all of the things that go with being human, we sit back and we analyze the most destructive parts of our humanity. Why is it that love demands so much of us, and then sometimes give us so little in return. Why is it that we stride to have companionship, devotion, understanding, creativity, and building with others? Why is it? What motivates us as a people, all of us, to want something that seems at times so elusive and seems at times so hard and so complex? Why is it that we spend and we devote ourselves to this concept and devote ourselves to these realities? Why? You know, we can talk about this until the end of time. What we do know is the best parts of love is the joy we get when we have obtained it properly. Mm-hmm. Given that which we give and receiving that which we deserve. That is something that binds all of us. I will say this, talking to Tony, talking to Jay, this is your big homie, that we hope to enlighten as best we can those who choose to listen to us try and unravel some of the mysteries of the existence of life.
And gain an understanding.
So that we can be better at who we are as individuals and come across with a dignity of the gentleman that lies within all of us. See, we know it is a struggle. We know that it requires things at different times. Sometimes we meet the challenge, sometimes we don't. But still, it goes on.
And with that being said, this has been a gentleman's conversation. I'm Jay.
This is Tony.
And this is your big homie.
And we're out.
Tony Cathy in the house.
This motherfucker.